Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Should we be more relaxed in our own skin? This is a question we're asking after an initiative in Berlin, where a group of women in Berlin, they've won the right to swim topless in public pools. This is a story that has been going around over the weekend. And I mentioned it at the very beginning of the programme, just about public nudity. And Suzanne is from Hamburg, and she's picking up on the Berlin connection, saying, I arrived here in 1996. I love Northern Ireland, but you are such prudes. I walked into a sauna in, and I'm going to just call it a North Down Leisure Centre, because she's named the leisure centre. I walked into a sauna in a North Down Leisure Centre. I sat naked on my towel, and I couldn't believe that everyone else was wearing swimwear. What sort of people are you? Suzanne, good morning. I'm sure you've been wearing the swimwear ever since when you go to the leisure centre, because we've converted you now that you're a good Northern Irish girl. But the Germans do want to take their clothes off. And this is surprising me, because since social media, less and less women surveys show less and less women would go topless on a beach, for example. They used to go topless on the beach all the time. But with social media, they've now decided against it, because every Tom, Dick and Harriet would be photographing them. I'll speak to Kim Kelly about this from a number of publications, including, of course, Mighty Women NI. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Kim,
can I send her a message? Suzanne, put it away. No, we don't need that.
But Suzanne is German and from Hamburg.
I don't care.
You know.
She's German. Like, we are not German. We are, you know, Irish, British, Northern Irish, and we, if we could, would go into the sauna in our jumpers. Let's face it.
Well, this is true, but it doesn't mean we're right.
We would. We are right. I know we're right. And I know that everyone listening is going to agree with me. We all know what it's like whenever, I mean, I think it's happened to all of us that you go into the public baths and there happens to be somebody there who's foreign, you know, European foreign. And while we're standing, hiding behind our towels, trying to get our small kids dressed, they're standing with their legs akimbo, drying themselves in all their glory, completely nude. And you're just thinking, oh my God, my child is going to say something really embarrassing now. And usually they do. It's just not our culture. It's not our way, Frank.
I know. I'm not arguing with you, because I find it uncomfortable as well. And my most embarrassing moment was years and years and years ago, being on a sunshine holiday and just ambling along the beach when I met a neighbour who was topless. And, you know, I'm standing talking to her, you know, looking into her eyes, making sure that I don't look down.
There's no need for that kind of behaviour. No need for it. We don't come from that kind of a place. It's cold here. Put on your jumper.
Aye, but this was in Spain. And, you know.
Yeah, put on a nice stout jacket.
No. In Spain, you got to do as the Spanish do. And like, when I was young, the vast majority of women who were on holiday were topless. You didn't pass any remarks. They were just, you know, topless women were everywhere. But they seem to have changed their minds in more recent times. And that is linked to social media, because the last thing anyone wants is peppered all across the wrong sort of site.
No, they really don't. And the last thing I want to see is somebody else's boobs. I really don't want to see it. I don't know if any of your listeners have, by accident, ambled into a nudist beach. In the name of goodness, it's traumatic. I'm still reeling from it. I went to one once by accident.
Yeah.
And I was just minding my own business, and I looked down, and everything, you know, was on display. And these people, well, they weren't body beautiful either. Not that I think, I don't want to see anybody naked, let alone fat people who are middle-aged. No, it's just, it was not a good look. It wasn't good.
Well, let's not knock any body shape, but I've been there as well, because on honeymoon, our apartments, by sheer chance, were right beside a nudist colony. And there is such a mix. All shapes and sizes are in there. And, you know, I have to say, I wasn't mad keen to join. But that's the Irish boy coming out in me, isn't it?
Of course it is. That's normal. It is not our way. I have this image of myself. I must have been about 5 or 6, and we were in France. There I was, a little girl from Port Rush, standing in the toilet block, as they were called back then. And we were going in to get our weekly shower. You know, back then you didn't really wash as much. And I have sort of this image of a French lady standing completely naked, having a strip wash at the sink. And just my little eyes looking at her going, oh my goodness, what is that lady doing?
Well, you know, I know you've had some bad experiences, obviously. So you are someone who's got an incredibly glamorous image, however, Kim. So I'm going to ask you the question that I think you've already answered, but I'll ask you it directly anyway. You have never been on a Spanish type holiday where you've taken your top off?
Never. I'm from Port Rush. You don't do that. Can you imagine? No. It'd be awful. How embarrassing. No, and it definitely was a thing. Back in the 80s and 90s, people did tend to get the bits out. But no, it seems to have very much gone out of fashion, and I'm not sure why. And I, for one...
Social media, without a
you
doubt.
It is social media.
Of course, you don't want to be in everybody's photo roll.
I don't think you need to have the sun on those bits. Let's leave bits private, you know.
You know, we don't often agree, Kim, but I'm so with you here. So the message to Suzanne is, don't take your Hamburgian lifestyle to Newton Arts.
Put it away. Newton Arts, you've now outed her because you weren't going to say it was Newton Arts, were you? You've outed her. Everyone will be running down to the Blair Main Leisure Centre this afternoon. Their phones will be ringing off the hook.
But if Suzanne arrived here in 1996, like, she's probably a right age now, in fairness.
But she probably, because she's German, she's probably still putting it out there. We don't need to see it. I'm sure she's lovely. But, you know, there's things that we need to keep private. She needs a good stout to jump her on.
Well, you know, you're getting support here on the texts.
I know I am. Yeah, I know I am. Yeah. I'm the voice of the people, Frank. I know I am.
It says, good girl, Kim. Good. Morals are everything, says this one. I agree with Kim Kelly. Why on earth do people want to be naked?
It's not good for you to have your boobs out like that. I mean, the sun's going to damage you. The sun's not good for you. Anyway.
There ain't much sun in Newton Arts, however. Like a sauna, is a sauna, but on a serious level, is it not more hygienic to be in a sauna with less on than to be sweating through your whatevers?
We've all been there. We've all been in that German sauna whenever they come in naked and you're like, don't know where to look. It's just a cultural difference. It really is. Funny, I've been in, I would tend to avoid the saunas anyway. I think saunas should be single sex, really. I don't think there's any need for men and women to be in there sweating together. It just is unseemly, really. It's unseemly, isn't it?
Okay, but you have admitted you were in a sauna on holiday. Did you wear your swimwear to the sauna?
Oh, I was in my swimwear, obviously. If I could have worn my coat, I would, you know. But yes, people were coming in naked and sitting on their towels. And like, where do you look? There's no need.
There's a decency about you, Kim Kelly, that I totally respect. There is. You and I are so on the same page here. But there are a few more liberal people coming through. We'll be talking to some of them very shortly. And to Suzanne, fair play to you, Suzanne, for sticking with us prudes in Northern Ireland. Kim, always good. Thank you.
Always good. Good day.
The very well-dressed and permanently dressed Kim Kelly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.